This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Victoria's voice hasn't found its way back to her throat yet. So here we go. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of things going on. Jennifer and I are here to add leadership to the discussion, right? Clarifying difficult things. What's going on now? Where are we going with this impeachment? How did we get here in the first place? What's the most important thing? I thought it was interesting that the cell phone discussion is as it is with a ban. There's no, and looks like they're going to be pretty tough on this.
Yeah, right? Actually, that's my favorite part about all of this.
Leave their phones at the door.
Yeah.
Everything is at the door. You can't bring any kind of laptop in. You can't bring an iPhone. You can't bring an iPad.
You can't bring in Golf Digest because, you know, there's got to be some senators who may be showboating, right, reading through someone's testimony through one of the presentations. So, yeah, there are some rules that will be kind of interesting. This all gets underway. 1:30 in the afternoon. That's on Tuesday. And so here's how it goes. You can't say anything. The first rule of this trial so far, and there will probably be more rules added, is that senators cannot talk to each other. They can't whisper to themselves. They can't ask questions out loud. They are to remain quiet during the proceedings. Then rule number two is, as you mentioned, that they can't have cell phones, they can't have iPads or laptops. The only thing that they can have on the desk space in front of them is stuff that's pertinent to the trial that's going on, the arguments before them. So that's number two. They have to stand when they vote, so no one can kind of hang back. Everybody will be seen when they cast votes for things. And they have to call Chief Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice. John Roberts.
Hey.
There's four rules so far. Mm. There will probably be a whole lot more. The president, however, is not staying home to watch this. He's going to Davos. He's in Davos, Switzerland for...
Can he be tweeting? He's not supposed to be tweeting either, right?
Can he be tweeting?
Well, of course he can tweet. People say, well, if they can't do it there in the Senate chamber, why can the president do it?
Well, they'll be able to talk when they come out. And that's the other thing, that the rules that kind of make me snicker a little bit, is that the news media that covers the Senate hearing is actually being controlled in ways that the people are not used to. They're used to having pretty good access in the Senate. Now the reporters are going to be in one area, and they're going to have to wait for the senators to come over and speak with them. Now, of course, the senators are going to come over and speak with them. That's not going to be the problem. The problem is that many of the reporters feel like they should have greater access to this. But this is a very serious undertaking. They're not going to have all the networks in the room taking video of the hearings. There's going to be a camera in there that will be fed to all the networks who pick this up. So it's not
C-SPAN,
like...
right? Isn't it C-SPAN?
Yeah, it's very similar to what we've seen in other big trials, where you're going to have one camera that's responsible for feeding the proceedings to the media, and that camera will be shut off from time to time. There will be things that are going to be done behind the scenes that we aren't going to get to witness in real time. So that's kind of the interesting piece of all of this, I think, is to see, you know, just how the media feels when it's restrained a little bit, because it's used to now just being in everybody's face.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
I think I would also tell you my theory here, because not that you've asked for it.
No, please.
But
one of the theories, you know that.
One of the very first things that is going to happen is there's going to be an argument as to what to pass a schedule resolution. And what that means is that Mitch McConnell needs to get the members of the Senate together to pass something that they all agree on as to the schedule. So, for instance, it's expected that the House case managers, so the Democrats, will have 2 days, basically 24 hours, split into two 12-hour days to argue their material. Mm-hmm. Then Republicans, namely the counsel for the president, would have 2 days spread over, you know, 12-hour days, basically. to argue their point, and then there would be another 24-hour period split into 12 hours where they would answer questions from the jurors, although the senators have to write these questions down. Again, they can't talk.
Really?
And they would be asked, right, they would be asked by the Chief Justice. So that's how it's expected to go. But they're going to want to argue about witnesses at the beginning. And my theory on all of this is that Democrats know that they're not going to get witnesses. Mm-hmm. Democrats don't care that they're not going to get witnesses, but they want Republicans to tell them they can't have witnesses because they want to use the word cover-up in describing all of this. Because what did you hear? If you listened carefully over the weekend, over this past weekend on the Sunday shows and all the talking heads going back and forth, they were all talking, all the Democrats were talking about a Republican cover-up. So that's going to be the new word. Remember, it was collusion, corruption, all of these words that the Democrats come up with, and now it's going to be cover-up because Republicans don't want to accept the request for witnesses.
It's a horror show.
It's all political, and they know how it's going to play out. So strategically now, this is what they're holding on to because they know that they're not going to remove the president from office. So wouldn't it be nice to say it was a cover-up as they're running for 2020?
Speaking of running for 2020, here's another example of how the New York Times is so out of touch with America. They have, over the weekend, endorsed Senator Warren and Klobuchar. Now, I don't know so much about Amy Klobuchar in terms of being out of touch, but Elizabeth Warren is so out of touch with even her own state. She doesn't even have... Bernie Sanders is doing better in Massachusetts than she is. And you look around, and Bloomberg, maybe because of the Northeasterner, he doesn't have that much yet in New Hampshire, but I think you'll see a lot of activity there over the next couple of weeks. Anyway, so the Times editorial board says, yep, Elizabeth Warren, she's our man. If she can't do it, nobody can. They talked to all of the top nine contenders on the issues. Now, who the hell are they? I mean, it's like anything else. You do what you want to do, they are a newspaper. And
I just never understood why. Who cares? Yeah, but
I
don't know why newspapers ever offer endorsements. I mean, they do that in local races. They do it in national races. But shouldn't the newspaper be the ones that are kind of out of the loop of politics and just reporting on the story?
If, in fact, they really are interested in the facts and just reporting, yes, the answer to that question, very well put by you, is exactly as you suggested. Kind of perplexing when you look at this
stuff.
I know
it's the editorial board.
Especially Warren,
I don't care who they pick because that's, you know, whatever. It's never going to be. That's never going to. Oh, the New York Times wants Elizabeth Warren. Okay, I'm going to not vote for Trump and I'm going to vote for Elizabeth Warren because of the news. No.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen to you. It's not going to happen to me. Nobody's going to really take that seriously. But if you're Amy Klobuchar, at least this gives you something to talk about because her campaign is struggling a little bit, you know, so she can at least gloat. So for her, that's a big deal.
Something going for her, frankly. The Times article called her a, quote, standard bearer for the Democratic Center, saying a lot of progressive proposals could have their best chance if she were the leader of the administration. It goes on to say the senator from Minnesota is the very definition of Midwestern charisma, grit, and stick-to-itiveness. Her lengthy tenure in the Senate and bipartisan credentials would make her a deal-maker and a uniter for the wings of the party and perhaps the nation. She's not ready to be president, I don't think. I think she's got a lot going for her, and she'd make an interesting vice presidential candidate, for sure. Anyway, I
think she's actually a lot better than Elizabeth Warren. She's much more moderate.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, of the candidates that were on the stage the other night at the debate, I would probably have to vote for her if I had to vote for one.
Yeah. So, now, let's go back. We were talking, this week, national focus on Martin Luther King and what his legacy is and was. And I thought it was important for us to underscore another legacy, another thing that's been a black eye on America, as far as I'm concerned, and that is a ruling that was made 10 years ago this week by the Supreme Court, which basically eliminated any limits on political spending by outside groups called the Citizens United decision. The system is drowning in money. The court decided on a 5-4 ruling that billions of dollars would be okay to spend corporations, labor unions, other groups that were protected supposedly by free speech. This isn't free speech. This is an outrage, in my opinion, an outrage. Outrage. So the result of it, good for my business, good for the broadcasting business, probably more than any other business we'll see. There are estimations at this point in time, and they've gone up after Michael Bloomberg got involved in the race because he's spending, he said he would spend.
My gosh, did you watch, you didn't watch football this past weekend,
no,
but every spot
first.
Break. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right. So it could be that as much as $12 billion is going to be spent on the presidential election and another $8 for congressional and senatorial and gubernatorial. That's $20 billion.
Yeah, but your guy is leading the pack here. I mean, Bloomberg's
the one. I know, but he's spending his own money.
It doesn't matter. He's still
his own money.
It doesn't matter.
He would be able to do that without Citizens United.
That if we only said, well, people who can spend their money are the only ones who can run for president, then people like you and me, the poor schlubs who could actually do a good job as president, could never run because we wouldn't have the money to do it.
Okay.
So that's why they have to make it an even playing field.
Is it you president and I'm vice president? How are we doing this?
Oh, yeah. Please.
You're president and I'm vice president?
Huh? Please.
Sounds like age discrimination to me.
And you better not get out of line, Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe. Right. Or Sleepy Doug, whichever it is. Okay, 18 after the hour. The conversation continues here on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Musgraves is pretty popular now, would you say, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Country world. All right, so...
Started as a songwriter.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg found one of the most cost-effective ways to get the new profile picture taken by a professional photographer. He went into that same photo lab in Koreatown. Remember when I went in there last year after Kacey Musgraves went in? Remember
yeah,
that?
I do. Yep.
She did a whole big thing about it. So I brought Miles over there and the pictures we had taken.
What is it, like Sam's or something? What's it called?
Tom's. It's Tom's one-hour photo.
Sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to mix you up with Sam.
Tom is, I guarantee you that once you meet Tom, you know that his real name isn't Tom. But
that's
anyway,
right. His
it's in Koreatown. Exactly. The photographer became well-known thanks to Kacey Musgraves, after she happened upon this shop last August looking for a photo lab to develop some film with her photographer sister. And so after that, I went in with Miles. A lot of other people have gone in to get their picture. The guy's having a fabulous time after all this. And Kacey Musgraves ended up posing in his vintage portrait studio. That's where Miles and I had our picture taken, posting their collaboration on her social media platforms. It went all over the place. Even going so far as to create an Instagram account just for him and encouraging our fans and followers to visit the shop. Since then, businesses in the area and his, you know, the whole area has benefited, basically, by all that attention. It's not exactly a highly visible place in town.
Yeah, bustling metropolis, right?
No, it's not at all. It's in the heart of Koreatown, which pretty much stays to itself, if you will. So now... his followers have gone up to about 100,000 with other clients going in there. Brie Larson had her picture done. Tyler Oakley, who's a big YouTuber. Doug Steffen and his grandson Miles went in there. Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg posted portraits that he had done there on his Instagram account saying, "My team said I needed a new profile picture, so we stopped at Tom's one-hour photo lab in L.A.,
I'm sure he's really looking at saving money on professional photography, too.
Yeah. He said, "I want to thank Tom's owner for getting my good side His real name is Hype Twong, but that's where the Tom comes from. Anyway, Bloomberg also thanks Casey Musgraves for discovering the place, so I could do it as well, he said. The post contained a lot of photographs and a video showing Bloomberg grinning next to Mr. Tom, as well as posing against a sky blue backdrop with white puffy clouds. In the clip, Tom helps arrange Bloomberg's arms on a column to get the right pose.
You know, so, I think it would be great if all cool. the presidential candidates went there.
Went
I just the new official yeah. presidential portrait should yeah. just be in front of like a cheesy yeah. background of cloud. That would be great.
You remember those pictures, though, don't you, Karen?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a yeah. thing when you were kids to go to the mall right. and get your picture done with your bestie.
Yeah. Right. All right, so that's that story. 26 after the hour here on the DJB program. Taylor Swift, Netflix documentary coming sooner than fans expected, starting the 31st of this month. Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, available to watch on Netflix, also be premiering at the Sundance Film Festival next week. Following her record-breaking career, the film gives a, quote, raw and emotionally revealing look at her life as she finds her voice as a singer, songwriter, and also as a woman. Back in November, she announced that the documentary was underway ahead of her American Music Awards performance, where she was honored with the Artist of the Decade Award. But the good news was overshadowed by the fact that Scooter Braun and Scott Borchetta weren't letting Swift use old footage from her performances in the documentary, nor would they allow her to perform her hits at the AMAs. Following a huge backlash these guys got from...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Kansas City, Missouri, last night, at least two people shot and killed and 15 others wounded outside of a bar. Police Captain Tim Hernandez calls it a chaotic scene when it happened.
There's a line to get in, and the suspect showed up and started shooting into the line of people. We don't know what precipitated all of that. We don't know if there was any specific person targeted or a disturbance yet. We're still investigating.
An armed security guard killed the gunman. Police still looking for a motive. They've not released the identities of those killed, nor the suspect. Meanwhile, in Honolulu, Hawaii, they're still trying to account for a gunman who killed two cops last night before the house where it happened went up in flames. The suspect is believed to have died in the fire, but they're not yet certain. And this is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here at the DJV program, 34 after the hour, progress is our most important product. Remember the old slogan from General Electric, whether Kara and Jennifer remember, I remember it well. Progress was their most important product. That was their old advertising slogan. And I think that sort of applies to what we're doing here, progressing through a myriad of all kinds of things that are not necessarily beautiful. When it comes to the radio business, I've been reading over the weekend a lot of stories about some of our brethren, Jennifer, who've had
big
a tough time.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, God. It's really, it's
unfortunate.
You didn't think that anymore, it's amazing. I don't know, I find that the reality is kind of sad for a lot of the people that I know and you know. But anyway, so we have, as we progress here into the day, it's something that Jennifer and I like to do. We're both here in California. There isn't a day that goes by that there are at least a half a dozen things going on here that are from crazy town. Gloria Allred has gotten in on most everybody. I think everybody, do I have to identify who Gloria is? Or do you think I should do that?
It's always good, but yeah. I think a lot of people know her. She certainly is an advocate, or at
very
least that's
visible.
What she says, for women who, I mean, she's been very integral in the Harvey Weinstein stuff. She's always representing women done wrong, probably,
right.
Is a good way to describe
yeah.
her.
Right, exactly. And
she loves the camera, if you don't
she
know
She does
her.
Love the camera, yeah. I worked with her at KABC when I was on the air there from 93 to 96. She was on in the afternoon. I was on in the early evening. She was a character, man. And I get to be pretty friendly with her. I like her. She's.
I have to tell you this. I'm pretty sure that politically, Gloria and I would not line up at all.
No.
But I did have the opportunity to work with her. She hosted an event that I was doing, and she was very funny. She was very charming, very funny.
Yeah. And she is very funny.
Definitely not what I was expecting. I was expecting to be like, ugh, Gloria. But she's very human, which was nice to see.
Yeah. So here in California, four teachers from that elementary school where the Delta plane dumped the jet fuel last week, four of them suing Delta after the school was doused. The lawsuit was filed in L.A. On Friday. It says the teachers at Park Avenue Elementary School suffered physical harm and emotional distress. And I think that Gloria is representing them. We all know the story of the flight going to Shanghai, took off last week, experienced engine issues right as it pretty much got up to about 4,000 feet, went around in a circle, headed back to LAX, dumped 15,000 gallons of fuel, and so 60 people have been treated. The FAA is investigating. I don't know what the hell they're investigating. There's nothing to investigate. The pilot said I thought I was supposed to dump the fuel, and I didn't know that I had a choice one way or another. It turned out that he really didn't have to. But that's what they are trained to do. When there's a problem and you've just taken off, pilots are trained to dump fuel so that you don't have a problem getting back to the airport. So, anyway, that's something that how do you know what's right? And this, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I don't know how negligence can be claimed here. I don't
Clearly this was a mistake. I don't think that the pilot probably intended to douse Southern California with a shower of gas.
Jet fuel, right.
Right. But I also think that they probably need to see if this person is qualified because the Pacific Ocean, as you know, Doug, is right there. And so the question is not whether or not he thought it was the right thing to do. It's why the heck he didn't do it over the ocean instead of over places with people and population. That would be my question. Did
he
panic?
He was nervous. I don't know.
Yeah. Did he panic? Was it
service record? Of this guy, but I know that it's not, you know, you're in that pinch, but you're supposed to be trained. You're in that pickle. You got to do something. You got to keep your wits about you. Like the woman, remember last year, the Southwest pilot that had taken off from Philadelphia and the engine blew apart and she knew how to get that plane on the ground fast. And she was credited with saving all those people's lives. No, that's the difference between this. And I don't know how it works. An American and Southwest, they mostly hire pilots that have been in the military. That's pretty much their rule of thumb. Delta, and not so much. Delta brings young pilots up through the system. Bob Kay, who is the man in charge of lots of activities here in this program, son started flying last year for Delta, and he's a fabulous kid, very smart. And I'm sure that, and he was so excited to have this job, and I'm sure that he was trained probably, but he was one of the many, as I understand it, at least at Delta. He did not have a military background. He started flying when he was very young. I remember Bob talking about flying around with him when he was a teenager. He's always loved to fly. And those sorts of people, they do well in the circumstances because they pay attention to what they're taught. But, you know, you don't, until you get in that circumstance and you fly in a 777, and if you don't have a good 25 years under your belt, you ought not to be flying those planes. I don't know. I'd like to know more about the pilot of the plane, but there's an experience quotient that you don't get by anything other than being in the cockpit, flying the plane. That's it. So anyway, see what happens as that moves forward. California teachers could be required to teach about climate change. This is one of those things I was talking about last week, Jennifer, where the political bent of teachers is not what we should be exposing children to. It's whatever the facts are. And the facts are so hard to establish because of the politicization. Say it again, Doug, politicization.
Well, and everybody's benefiting. Climate change is a big business, too. Let's not forget
it sure
that.
Is.
It's not all innocent. It's not all about what's great. And that's why it's very hard to know what the real facts are. And Quite frankly, already your kids are being pushed around to some ideas that are probably something maybe that you would disagree with or that maybe facts would disagree with. And to add it to the curriculum, when we're removing civics, when we're removing art and music and all kinds of things from the classroom, it doesn't seem to fit for me. But
doesn't make sense.
Nope. This is what happens. We infiltrate the school system.
Yep, and that's what I'm talking about. That's really what this is about. It's more politics than it is facts. So that's something for us to be really aware of. There was a women's march in Los Angeles and elsewhere around the country over the weekend. A lot of people were down there. This is the third one that I can remember happening here.
They started the year Trump was elected, I believe. That was the big one. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. So what came out of this? Was there some event?
Well, so my mom's going to kill me. My mom went the year that Trump was elected. She went.
Yep.
She went the following year. This year, we were actually supposed to be out of town together, but there's been a lot of stuff going on, so we decided to postpone our trip that I gave her for Christmas. Yeah. And so I said, I guess you'll be happy. You'll be going to the Women's March. She said, well, if you don't want me to, I won't go. I said, what do you mean if I don't want you to? And she's like, well, if you wanted to do something instead. So I said, are you over it? And she goes, well, it's just people and it's getting down there. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, what is it that you guys are marching for anyway? Like, you know, what is it that we're missing that we don't have that you're marching for? And she's like, well, it's just fun. It's a good energy. Right. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. Well, Megan brought Miles to this and he did his own little, did you see? He did a little poster about women.
A bedazzled sign. Yeah.
Yes, right. Anyway, listen, these things, they draw attention. Do they do any good? I don't know. Do they do any harm?
You got to get that kid to spend some time with Auntie Jen real fast, just to give a little yin to the yang.
No, I think he'll be fine. Actually, I really do. I think he'll be fine. LAX using their screening capacity. This thing is a little scary. I don't like using that word, but there's some kind of bug in China. And now everybody's coming from China is being screened. 18 people have died of some disease.
Yeah,
over
some
there.
Nasty thing. Yep.
Yeah, right. So they're screening passengers who are coming through
at the major airports. If you're coming through internationally, you'll notice that there's going to be a change to the way things are working.
Customs
LAX
is
one of them.
Right. Yep. They'll be very much focused on what these people are all about, what their story is. And the other story from California is this guy, actually he's lucky to be alive, drove off a cliff over the weekend and somehow managed to escape with just a couple of cuts and scratches and bruises. He was on Mulholland up in Malibu, and the rain left, I guess, there was something going on. He heard behind him a loud noise, thought it was a rock slide or something, lost control of the car and went off on them, flipped the car over going down the mountain. The next thing he said, I saw myself rolling all these times, landed right in this pile of brush. I was struggling to find my way out, and there was no way I could get out of the car. He struggled for over an hour, kicking open the rear door of the car and escaping. But because nobody saw him, he was on his own. I laugh about it. You know, he didn't really get hurt, but can you imagine? You know, if it's like in a forest, if a tree falls down, there's nobody there to hear it. Does it make any noise?
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, and in this case, this guy couldn't.
He should go to church, buy a lottery ticket, whatever he needs to do. Holy smokes!
Right? Yep. Yeah. That's God save me. He said, "It's not my time," and I think there's something to be said for that. 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Boeing in the focus up next.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of biomimetic devices. Bacci and Onda, the latest innovations from Laura DiCarlo, have been given highly coveted CES Honorary Innovation Awards. This marks a major shift from the company's banishment from CES 2019.
Following last year's incident having the Innovation Award rescinded and reinstated for Ose, we became change agents, initiating a critical public conversation about gender equity and creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all CES attendees.
Laura DiCarlo is the most recognized robotics company in the history of the CES Innovation Awards. Pre-sales for Ose began in late November 2019 and generated over $1 million in just 5 hours.
After learning more about our products and our mission, people have come to realize that tech-enhanced experiences can lead to a greater sense of wellness, including improved sleep, reduced stress, and better mood.
For more information, go to LauraDiCarlo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Victoria is out for another day or so while she's amending. I thought it was pretty interesting. We talked about, I think last week, I've said this any number of times, that Trump's not taking his money. Yeah, he takes it and then he donates it. And so now he's giving his money to fight the opioid epidemic. What is it? Is that kind of money? $400,000 a year, so $100,000 a quarter. So you're giving $100,000 to the opioid. How's that? What do you do to fight the opioid epidemic? Where's the money go, Jennifer?
Education, a whole lot of stuff, actually. Administration, this was the first year there was actually a slight downward tick in the numbers of people dying from opioids. So
yeah, well, that's because
I mean, they've really made this a top tier issue for not only his campaign but for his presidency under Health and Human Services.
Right. Okay. Boeing has acknowledged that they have a new software issue, yet another one. Technical reviews of proposed updates find yet one more problem for the 737 MAX, which will further delay the jet from actually ever flying. Officials at Boeing say the issue is related to a software powering up monitoring function that ensures certain system monitors are working correctly. These things are so damn complex now. The computer systems in these planes are so complex. Boeing said, quote, "We're making necessary updates and working with the FAA." Who even believes this crap anymore? They've delivered 400 of these things that are on the ground. They got another 470 sitting outside the plants in Seattle, and they don't know how to fix the problem yet. They still don't know how to fix the problem. It's been, what, it's almost a year, isn't it? Since these things were taken out of the sky?
I think it was March.
Yeah. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, now it's time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. One of the things that we pride ourselves with here as we get together is a discussion of your issues. What do you have going on in your home? Here's Terry, who's got a problem in his bedroom. The carpet was stained by cat. Ha!
Pee!
Yes. Soaking through to the subfloor. Says he's going to replace the carpet. Wants to know if he has to remove the subfloor as well to get rid of the stink. I think the answer to that question is probably yes, isn't it, Tommy?
Actually, no.
Although, oh, really?
Step one is remove the cat.
Yeah, right. Out the window of the second story. Steven has nine lives and lands on his feet. Yes, okay.
Well, so we're not advocating cruelty to animals here, though.
No, not at all.
So, well, it's actually a good question because it does create, you know, quite a mess. But what I would do is I would obviously pull the old carpet up and get rid of it. The next thing I would do is I would get a shop vac, and I would do a really good job vacuuming the floor, the wood subfloor. And the reason I say that is because you get a lot of dust and debris and dirt that soaks into the seams, and that can hold the odor as well.
Right.
Once it's all vacuumed, then what you want to do is you're actually going to paint that subfloor with a primer, and there are special odor-killing primers available. I know that Zinsser makes one, for example. And they make, you know, they have a pretty famous primer that's been around forever and does a pretty good job. But these odor-killing primers basically not only, you know, seal in the smells, but they kill what's there. And if you do probably two coats of that primer, you don't have to put a finished coat of paint on it. You know, you just have to put the primer on it because that seals in that odor. Then you can carpet over it and the smell will be gone.
Hmm. All right, so, there you go.
Don't need to remove the floor.
Just I can't do that with cow poop, though, or cow pee.
You let cow poops in your house? You let cows poop in your house?
No, thank you. All right, the Money Pit newsletter, you can sign up for it, newsletter at moneypit.com, has a very interesting article about stopping frozen pipe bursts. during this time of year. I know when I'm gone, not in my home, I keep the temperature about 50 degrees.
Right. Yeah, and that's pretty cold, Doug, for plumbing.
Right.
You're taking a chance at that temperature. I wouldn't advocate leaving it that low. I wouldn't go below maybe 62 or 63.
Really?
Yeah. And now when you leave your house, do you turn off the main water valve?
No.
Well, see, now this is the first thing you should do. Do you know where your main water valve is?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Good man. Yep. So, yeah, when it gets really cold now, and especially if you're not going to be around, and if you go away even just for, you know, a couple of days, turn off the main water valve. Because this way, if the pipes do freeze and break, you're just going to get whatever in the pipe drip out. You're not going to be coming home.
But I have water. I have hot water heat, and it needs to...
It doesn't need a steady supply of new water to work. It's a sealed system. Right.
Right. Yeah.
It only needs water when it resupplies itself, and usually that's only with steam systems.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't usually put extra water in a hot water system. So turn off the main water valve. The other thing that you can do is make sure you open up all your cabinet doors under your sinks and vanities to let some additional sort of room heat get in there. Because those spaces, if you've ever opened up a cabinet in the winter and it's on an outside wall and pulled a plate or a cup out, you know that it's like really, really cold. So leave those cabinet doors open underneath the vanities. And if the pipes are susceptible to freezing, you should be insulating those pipes wherever you can. Insulating those water pipes is not a difficult job. There's many different types of insulation that usually is like a tube that's slit and it snaps around it. There's a foam style, and then there's one that's actually fiberglass, which does a better job of insulating. Don't forget about the joints where the elbows are and such, and make sure you do a good job with those. You know, why take a chance, especially if you've ever had this happen in a particular area? Many people have, like, you know, one area of their house maybe that happens to have had a freeze incident in, and it's probably going to happen again. So, you know, those are the pipes that you should be insulating. You can also, although it's somewhat wasteful, you can leave your water trickling just a little bit. That will stop some of the freeze from happening quite so quickly, although I don't like to see a waste water. And if the pipe does freeze and you know kind of where that has happened, you can apply heat tape to that pipe, which is basically a strip heater. It's in, they call it heat tape, but it's like a long piece of plastic with a plug on it. And you can attach that to the pipe, but you don't want to overlap it. Like, you don't want to wrap it on itself because that's dangerous. And you never, ever, ever want to just leave it on because it's not a 24/7 kind of appliance. It's basically designed just to unfreeze a pipe that is frozen.
All right. Check out the Money Pit podcast as well, which you can also sign up for at the Money Pit website, right?
Lots of ways. It's on all the major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts, you name it, it is there.
Just like the DJV show. We're together as twins, broadcast twins, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.